listening to Spooky Show with your host, Kate.
We gotta dust off the cobwebs.
There's cobwebs all over these mics.
It's the old style radio show. Well, they don't know. The new episode came out last week.
Yeah, but if they follow closely, they know I missed 2 weeks. Well, luckily...
Oh, damn. Canceled.
Luckily, nobody died this time. It was just busy. Busy, busy, busy. And I'm going to Nashville tomorrow. And
but there will be an episode next week.
Yes, I get back Sunday when we record, so we're in good hands. And we'll get back on it, except I'm getting surgery on my mouth. I'm getting my jaw joint replaced in August, so that might be a struggle. Harrison, you can host, and I could just be like,
Yep, you can do my job.
Yeah, I'll just be like,
Yeah, what?
I don't know. We'll figure it out, because I don't know if I'll be able to talk good. But whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway, this is Spooky Show. Spooky Show in the history of the universe ever in life created.
Ah!
I'm Kate. Okay, Harrison's
and,
here.
No, you usually say okay. Harrison's here.
And Harrison is here.
Hey there. Hey there. How you doing?
And yeah, you always come in with like, this is KW29.
KW2. Yeah, this is of course KW2, the only KW2 in the whole.
Kanye West 2.
Yeah, true.
I did that for you.
Thanks, babe.
Okay. Now, I don't know what category this episode falls under. It's part dark history, paranormal.
Ooh, unsolved. But 100% spooky.
Yeah, we're talking about Lake Lanier. You know this lake?
Yo, you know this lake?
You know this lake?
Yo, you know this lake?
This lake is crazy.
This fucking lake is crazy.
This lake is crazy. You know this lake?
This fucking lake is crazy.
You know it?
No.
You don't?
I don't know.
I can't believe you don't know this lake.
It's a certain lake.
All right. I'll tell you about it.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So this lake. It's a lake. And wait, it's...
This is not a river no, named it's a, lake.
Let me tell you something. It'll blow your mind. This is a lake. It is also a 38,000-acre reservoir that lies in Georgia.
Okay.
It's about 45 minutes north of Atlanta, and we're going to talk about the location because the history around this plot is wild. And then we'll go into, like, the mysterious deaths that have happened at the lake. And we'll discuss theories about, like, what's going on at this reservoir.
Okay.
So, this reservoir, it's a man-made lake. And it was built in 1964. I put 64, but that doesn't sound right to me. I think it was 56, but whatever. By the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
To supply water and hydroelectric... Did I say water?
I don't think so, maybe.
Water and
hydroelectricity.
Water and hydroelectricity to the city of Atlanta. So that was its purpose.
Okay.
So prior to 1956, this land that Lake Lanier sits on mostly served farming communities. It was like a big farming area. Okay. And the most prominent community was called Oscarville. It was a little town called Oscarville, Georgia. It wasn't that little, but whatever. So the U.S. government bought out hundreds. They bought out hundreds of families from their land to build this lake. They paid them to leave. They're like, we got to build this freaking reservoir
now. We
got
to build this wake.
This wake. And if you refuse to, like, take the money and you're like, I'm not going, like... This farm has been in my family for generations.
Yes.
You were forcibly removed from your home.
Oh, shit.
So they had to remove about 57,000 total acres to build this lake. They had to just knock out everything. And so there's obviously like a lot of buildings on this land.
Yes.
Not just farmland. Obviously there were homes, businesses, other buildings. And those structures that were made out of wood, they were entirely torn down. But the ones that were made out of brick and concrete were just left there. And you know what that means?
Curses.
No, they built the lake on top of it. So underneath this lake is just a shit ton of buildings.
No, that's fucked.
And businesses. Yeah. Oof. So you're just swimming along. You're like, whoops.
Yeah.
Hit the old nail salon.
Oh,
just
knocked it on the old... Oh, my foot just hit the saloon.
Yeah, like... Jeez. So, trees were even left standing. At the bottom of this lake. Are you not finding this insane?
It's bizarre.
Like, okay, so the trees were left standing if they could be 35 feet below the top of the lake. So, okay. They're like, they're, yeah, you get it. Mm-hmm. So there's trees at the bottom of this lake. So you're swimming. I doubt you're 35 feet under, but you're like, oh, shoot. I hit my foot on a branch. That's just insane to me. It blows my mind. I don't know why Harrison doesn't give a flying frick about this. Because it's wild.
Because I know we're not anywhere close to as insane as this is going to get.
Yeah, but I think...
Temper. I don't want to be like... And then they're like, well, it's kind of petered off from there.
Okay.
I'm trying to deliver.
Okay, fine. So establishments in the city were entirely torn down. Like I said, if they were made of wood to make room for this lake, including the cemeteries.
So we got bodies at the bottom of the ocean.
They were removed.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Listen, so during this process, many graves apparently were shifted to the surrounding lakefront property.
Okay.
So they were essentially moving upwards of 700 bodies from 25 different cemeteries in this area during the reconstruction period. So there were 25 different cemeteries. This was like so much land they just took and said, I'm building a lake. So Caesar Yabor, who was a spokesperson for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, he said that it was possible that many unmarked graves were never uprooted and moved. So they say they moved the graves that were marked, which who even knows? But if the graves were unmarked, they just dumped that lake water on top of them. Whoops, hit my foot on a tombstone.
Of an unmarked grave.
Yeah. So there are likely a lot of bodies that were never marked just hanging out at the bottom of this lake. And once this deconstruction site was cleared, the town was just basically flooded. So it took about 7 years to build, and for a long time, nobody could agree on the lake's name, so it just went unnamed for a long time. And then they decided to name it after this guy named Sidney Lanier. He wrote a song called Song of the Chattahoochee, and he was a poet and a musician and also a Confederate soldier. So we have a lot of darkness already. Yes, we got already. Bodies. Yep. We got people getting forced out of their homes. We got a Confederate soldier. So now the water of Lake Lanier reaches 258 feet at its deepest. And it has claimed, are you ready for this?
Yep.
675 lives that we know of since 1956.
That's insane.
675 lives.
Yep, that's fucking crazy.
I cannot get over this lake. Like, I'm so fascinated by this lake. So, over 160 of those deaths have happened in recent years since 1994.
Okay.
I also think about, like, 24 to 27 bodies have not been able to be recovered. Like,
whoa,
a lot.
That is a lot.
So countless more injuries have been reported there as well, or people need a rescuing. And for that reason, many people believe that Lake Lanier is haunted as hell. Essentially, it's many drownings and boating accidents that have taken place on these waters, and the water levels, the deaths could very well be because boating accidents, of course, and because the water levels, they fluctuate quite dramatically due to many periods of drought in this area. And as this water has gone up and down, it has revealed more and more of the debris that lays underneath the water.
Yeah.
Including one time, a whole ass racetrack that they left there was just exposed in the middle of the lake.
What?
I know. I can't get over this god dang lake.
I can't get over this god dang lake.
The water levels dropped so much. This racetrack.
Like a horse race track?
No, like race car. I guess. Did they have that in
In when?
It was 1956.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess horse.
Yeah, it could have been horses.
Yeah.
But still.
See this?
Imagine just being like, "What's out there?"
It's a horse race track.
Like, what the heck?
It's the Daytona Freeway.
So, like I said, the concrete and the brick buildings that were just left there and flooded, like, they're there. So you have to imagine there's got to be a ton of stuff just chilling at the bottom of this lake. So people may just be, like, bottoming out their boats on buildings, right?
Jesus, yeah.
Because the water level's dropping off. That's probably what's happening. Or it could have put people in bad situations if they're diving or snorkeling or whatever. And even more so, rescue missions become more difficult because, like, if you're scuba diving or swimming underwater and thinking, like, oh, my God, there's a building down here. I'm going to go explore. Or you accidentally get caught on something that's down there, like, you've got a missing person. So people who have almost drowned at Lake Lanier claim to have felt hands pulling their legs down into the water.
No. I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't?
No.
Hmm.
It's spooky.
So most of the deaths happen close to the shore, and people will say that they will be swimming and suddenly they just can't breathe, or they're like gasping for air, and then just hands pulling them down.
That's so fucked.
So it's estimated that 10 to 20 people die at Lake Lanier every year. Mm-hmm. And then in 2017, there was a study conducted by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which concluded that Lake Lanier was the most popular lake to visit in Georgia. So it's 7% more popular than the second most popular lake. But despite that, it's twice as deadly.
Okay.
So Lake Altoona is the second most popular lake in Georgia. Okay. And from the years 2005 to 2015, Lake Lanier experienced about 90 deaths in that 10-year period. And Altoona saw only like 45.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they both... And, like, I say this because some people are like, oh, well, Lake Lanier is the most popular, so that's why there's more deaths, because there's just more people who go there. But it's not, like, first of all, it's only 7% more popular. It's not, like, a huge number. And also, they both really see the same amount of people a year.
Right.
So I believe Lake Lanier sees about 7.5 million people a year.
Okay.
And the Altoona sees about 7 million people a year.
Okay.
So it's clear. So now some people attribute these deaths to something supernatural. So as we get into that, we're going to talk about the dark history of Oscarville, Georgia, and the town that this lake was built on. So Lake Lanier presides. Lake Lanier resides partially in Forsyth County, Georgia. And up until the 1830s, the land was owned by the Cherokee Nation. You know where this is going.
Yep.
Around that time, the U.S. government forced out the indigenous community, and it would become one of the southeasternmost origins of the Trail of Tears. So over the next 80 years, the land became known as Oscarville, Georgia, and it was subsequently re-inhabited by, like, a thriving African-American community of about 1,100 people. So throughout this time, specifically starting in 1912, is when it all started to, like, go haywire in this town. there was a lot of racial tension, a lot of ideological groups, a ton of sexual assault. There's a ton of hangings going on. There's an angry militia in play here as well. So I'll go into one story that just happened in this town. It's kind of gruesome, but a young woman named Sleety McCrow was viciously beaten, raped, and killed on September 9th, 1912, and she was found unconscious, laying in the woods near a bridge and close by what would later become Lake Lanier. So some reports say that at the time she regained consciousness and was able to identify her attacker. That's what they say. They're like, oh, she woke up and named her attacker. But that was not true at all. When she was found, she was unconscious and they brought her to the hospital and she never regained consciousness. So the reports lied because they were trying to push the narrative that it was the black residents of the town that did this to her. So immediately, the black residents who lived closest to the crime scene were taken into custody. All of them. Doesn't matter where you were, who you are, what you're doing. So one of the people taken into custody was Ernest Knox, who was a 16-year-old boy at the time. 16. And he was the one who confessed to the crime. And he named several other boys who were involved. So you're like, okay, he confessed. But it was later revealed that he was coerced into confessing because they mock lynched him to show him what would happen if he didn't confess.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So while Ernest and the other boys were in custody, the deputy went home for the night and left one guard there to protect the boys in case an angry racist mob showed up. So Rob Edwards, he was a 24-year-old black man who had also been implicated in the crime, and he was in one of the cells and was that was guarded by that single deputy, and the racist mob shows up and gathers outside of the jail, drags him out, beats him with crowbars, and then drags his body around eventually, like, behind a wagon.
Shit.
Then his corpse was hoisted on a telegraph pole, and the crowd took turns shooting into him. So Ernest Knox and another boy implicated, Oscar Daniel, were publicly hanged as well. Even though public hangings were illegal at this point. So after Sleety's murder and another murder of a young woman that the town blamed on the black residents, a full uproar of racial tension just ensued. White residents started truly, like, tormenting the black residents in Forsyth County. And these white residents called themselves night riders. And they would ride around shooting into the homes of any black residents that were still left in the county and killing their farm animals until about 95% of the black residents left the county. So the reason this all ties in is because some people believe that the lake was created not only for the water supply and the, like, hydroelectricity, but also to kind of just get rid of, like, an incredibly dark path, like, just wash it away. Yeah. Wash that past away. So, but, like, with this dark past, it could explain why there's so much dark shit that, like, continues to happen at this lake. So, we're going to go into some stories at the lake. Okay. We'll talk about one of the most famous ghost stories surrounding the area.
This one's famous.
It's the most famous ghost story surrounding the area. It's called The Lady of the Lake. Of course.
Of course.
So in April of 1958, Delia Mae Parker Young and her friend Susie Roberts, they were driving to the Three Gables. It was a local roadhouse in Dawson, Georgia. And Susie was the driver. And while driving over the Lake Lanier Bridge, for some reason, she just lost control of the car and crashed off the bridge. And the car just got, like, submerged in the lake. So they knew the car went into the lake because of the skid marks that were left on the road of the bridge. But it would be 31 years before Susie's car or Susie was ever found.
Whoa.
Delia's body was found 18 months after the crash by a fisherman floating along. Her body was floating along the surface of the lake. And the body was very bloated and they were unable to identify it. And it, like, the cause of death for a while. But they did notice that the body was... Listen to this. The body was missing both hands. And two toes on the left foot.
That's spooky.
It was submerged for 18 months. I guess that's kind of long, but
yeah, I guess
why
so,
the
but
hands?
Not that long. Yeah. Why specifically the hands?
She was missing her hands and the two left toes, but... So, a lot of locals who have experienced the Lady of the Lake phenomenon speculated that it's Delia, though it goes back on back and forth on whether it's Delia or Susie. But people speculate that it's Delia because Delia had been wearing a blue dress that night. And since the accident, cars passing on that particular bridge would see, like, a seemingly lost woman wearing a blue dress and pacing up and down the area. And she was missing her hands. So, we're going to assume that it was probably Delia. So now, but imagine seeing that.
Yeah, I would be like fucked up for my whole life.
The Lady of the Lake and no hands. Ugh. So now when Susie's car and her remains were found.
No hand ass bitch.
She said, look, ma, no hand.
Look, she said, look, ma.
So bad.
Go the way you do that. Got me in a trance.
It happened a long time ago. It's fine. So when Susie's car and her remains were found 31 years later. They were doing construction to build a new bridge, and that's how they found her body in the car, because they had to, like, drown the lake to install the pillars of the bridge. And when they did that, they found her rusted car with a body sitting behind the wheel, and they were able to determine it was Susie's body through dental records. So...
Sorry, Susie.
Yeah, that's the Lady of the Lake. People say she haunts Lake Lanier. So the next urban legend we have is called the Floating Raft. Which has been seen by multiple people in the lake. Basically, they just see, like, a shadow figure just sitting on the raft, on a blow-up raft or something, holding a pole to steer and a lantern to see in the dark. So one night, there were two fishermen out at, like, 1 a.m. who saw the raft. And it was a cold night, and they weren't expecting to see many people out there doing the same thing they were at 1 in the morning. So they saw the man, and right away they were confused because the part of the lake that they were, like, on top of was about 45 feet deep. But the man in the raft was using the pole to, like, push himself to move forward on the raft, and he was doing it just fine. So I don't know if he had a 45-foot pole. So then out of nowhere, the man stood up on the raft, shouted something at the men, dove into the water in their direction.
Holy shit.
So, like, the men panicked, but when they flashed their light back where the raft had been, nothing was there. So, that's the floating raft. People see that sometimes.
That's scary.
On the lake.
No, that is scary.
It's all scary.
Yeah, I don't like any of this.
It's freaking wild.
Keep me away from this.
We gotta go to Lake Lanier. I'm sorry.
No.
I wanna get my foot caught on a tree branch. So we're gonna stop with the urban legends now, but let's get into some deaths, missing person stories.
Okay.
We're gonna start with a more modern story, the disappearance of Kelly Nash. So Kelly was born on September 15th, 1989 in Alabama to his parents Alan and Beverly, and he had been attending Gwinnett College with the hopes of becoming an accountant, and at the same time, he was working for his dad's construction company. He also had a pretty long-term girlfriend named Jessica. They had been together, like, 3 years, and they had just moved into a home together around this time in Buford, Georgia.
Okay.
But Kelly disappeared early in the morning on January 5th, 2015, and he disappeared not too long after he woke up, which was weird to begin with. So he was having a ton of sinus trouble at the moment. So he woke up early. He was coughing and sneezing. So he decided to go out into the living room on the couch so he wouldn't wake up his girlfriend. So Jessica woke up around 4 a.m. and heard his video games coming from the living room. So she went out to check on him, and he was on the couch. And he explained that, like, you know, he's like, I'm not feeling well. Couldn't sleep, didn't want to wake you. So she's like, okay, and went back to bed. She woke up again at 7:30 to let the dogs out and get ready for work, and Kelly was no longer in the living room. So his game was idle, so basically it, like, paused itself, and then Jessica noticed that the garage door was slightly open. But Kelly's truck was still parked out front. His wallet was left behind, his keys were left behind, his cell phone was left behind. So what was missing was his 9mm handgun.
Okay.
So Kelly's family was very confused when he was reported missing because this was not like him. Like, obviously, you're thinking it was suicide. If everything's left there except the gun. But they're like, no, this is impossible. You know, it's like what a lot of the family members say. They're like, he was happy. He had everything going for him. He was fine. We don't know, but
no,
that's what the family is saying. So the search for Kelly included helicopters and search dogs, but they couldn't find him. And there had been surveillance footage of Kelly found earlier that night at a gas station where he was on the phone with his girlfriend. He seemed normal. He was buying cold medicine. And then there was also footage of someone walking by that same gas station in the early morning hours of 4 a.m. And it was really grainy, so you couldn't tell who it was. But then an unsolved arson was reported that same night. We don't know if this has anything to do with it. I just thought that was weird. Mm-hmm. So
extremely, extremely.
Yeah. But the body of Kelly Nash was found a month later, February 8th, 2015, and a fisherman discovered him in Lake Lanier, and they were able to identify him based on what he was wearing and his tattoos.
That's sad.
So the autopsy showed one single gunshot wound rumored to be in the head. But we have no confirmation.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we don't know about the location. His gun was missing from the house. His gun that went missing from the house was never found.
What?
His family hired like a private investigator and they put out like large rewards for information. But no matter what, like nobody could find anything.
What the
fuck? No one could find anything like dark or bad. Or, like, something that, like, Kelly was a part of that he shouldn't been. Like, if he was in debt. Like, you know, he didn't really have...
That is so weird.
...anything dark looming over him. So, no one also believed that he walked 2 miles on a cold, rainy night to end his life at Lake Lanier.
Right. So he had nothing else that you would have ever thought that, like, would be related to that.
Yeah. So, it could have just been, like... It really could have been just as simple as suicide. Like, maybe he went to Lake Lanier, and because, like, that's where, I don't know, bad things happen or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But other people think Jessica might know more than she's saying. Apparently, she was previously married to a guy who died in an accident, but you can't really find anything about his death.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just also previously married to a guy who... died in an accident.
Yeah. Their theories, like, aside from suicide, actually point to the smiley face killers.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, we did an episode on that one.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really fit their MO. They get, like, you know, drunk guys from bars usually. But other people say that maybe he, like, heard something outside and went out with his gun to check and interrupted something bad. Or, you know, because the garage was slightly open.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That does make sense. But his death was never even ruled a suicide.
What?
Yeah. His cause of death also wasn't a gunshot wound. It was drowning. So maybe he wasn't really shot in the head. You know, because I said that that's not confirmed.
Right.
It's rumored to be in the head. So that's that story. Now we have... another story of a murder. Hannah Truelove, she was a 16-year-old girl from Gainesville, Georgia, who went missing from her apartment complex right near Lake Lanier on August 24th, 2021.
Okay.
Her body was found lakeside the following day. She had suffered multiple stab wounds, but it's unclear on if those stab wounds themselves were lethal. Like...
It could have been bleeding
out. But in the days prior to her disappearance, she had tweeted about... I'm sorry, I said 2021. It's 2012.
Okay.
But anyway, she had tweeted about fearing that she had a stalker wandering around her apartment complex.
Okay.
And in another tweet, she said, "So scared right now." And her father said her behavior didn't seem abnormal in the days leading to her death. She had last been seen hanging out with friends at her apartment building around 7:30 p.m. the night before.
Okay.
The night she went missing, there was a huge storm and her body had been submerged in water. So there couldn't find any DNA evidence or blood evidence. And that's why they weren't sure if she died from stab wounds or not. So bad things never stop happening here. Like, you know, lots of deaths near it. Mysterious deaths happening there. I'll go through a couple more, like, other brief stories, but obviously we cannot go through all 675 of them.
Yes, of course.
So a man named Jason Millen went out to fish on November 17th, 2019. While he was out there, he saw something shiny underneath the surface of the water. So he got a little closer and went over it with his boat, and he realized it was a van. It was a car.
That is truly fucked and scary.
So, just a whole-ass van. And when the van was investigated, they found the remains of a 56-year-old man, inside, named Van Dobbs. And he'd been missing since June of 2018.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Now, also, Usher.
The singer?
You know Usher.
The singer?
The singer.
Every time I was in L.A.,
his stepson, Kyle Glover, was severely injured on Lake Lanier.
What?
While he was tubing with a friend. Yeah. He and his friend were struck by a jet ski that was driven by a family friend who was later found guilty on charges,
including
homicide, serious injury by vessel, reckless operation, unlawful operation of a personal watercraft, and boat traffic violation.
God damn.
So Kyle Glover was in the hospital for a week or two on life support, and they eventually had to pull the plug.
Kyle, we got you. That's sad.
Yeah. Don't interrupt me.
I never will again.
Yeah, really. So, as recently as May 2021, there was actually a boat explosion on Lake Lanier, and the cause of the explosion has not been determined. Apparently, boats just combust and explode on the lake, like, all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked.
And there's a water park called Margaritaville on the lake, and there's,
to the titula?
There's a fueling dock nearby, so maybe that's why. But lots of creepy stories like this. Boats just exploding. People running into vans. Like, insanity. So we'll quickly get into some theories as to why this spot is haunted or why this spot is just terrible.
Yeah.
And what people believe may be causing this stuff to happen here in, like, a supernatural lens. So the first theory obviously goes with these graves, the ghosts behind them. When you move a grave, it's obviously kind of offensive, especially because there's a lot of religious ceremony around burials. So people believe that, like, the ghosts of the unmarked graves are left behind to haunt the waters. The next theory is what's causing this chaos. Are you ready?
Yes.
Catfish.
Maybe I do know this story.
Monster catfish.
Okay, do tell.
Local fishermen have reported seeing 5 to 7 foot long catfish in this lake. There are pictures.
That's so
I will find them and I will
and
post
scary.
Them. So some local fishermen say they are known to swallow dogs when they get close to the water's edge. Sorry. Some people have even said that they have attacked fishers and divers.
No.
Which could attribute for some of the bodies that haven't been found.
Right.
One story describes a truck carrying live chickens that swerved off the bridge and into the lake.
No.
And in the wreckage, it said divers found catfish the size of 12-year-old boys.
No.
In a feeding frenzy. Swallowing chickens whole.
That is fucked.
Yep.
No thanks.
So others reported catfish just dragging their boats around the lake. Like, they'll be fishing.
Yeah.
And just start booking it because of the catfish.
And then there's just huge fucking catfish.
So that's
hitting the ship.
That's the catfish of it all. The next theory is probably the most popular one, which is the boating accidents, or maybe the most likely one. It's not a theory. It's just one, like, major cause of death on the lake. But anyway, according to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, in 1999 alone,
okay,
there were 72 boating accidents resulting in 52 injuries and 8 fatalities.
Oh, shit.
That's in 1 year, 72.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Also, how many times a year, like, well, it's Georgia. I don't know if it's warm all the time there. Is it? Do they have seasons in Georgia?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It gets chilly in northern Florida.
Does.
Yeah. So it's like, that probably happened within the span of like 6 months.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
wild.
That's insane.
There are also reports of boats capsizing or, like I said, just catching fire for no reason. So, yeah, this land is probably cursed.
That scares me.
And that's it.
I don't like that.
Shit. I think it's fascinating. I can't believe.
I think it's cool that, like, there's a whole underwater city, basically.
There is.
In America.
Yeah. I can't believe that that's a thing. I can't believe we're just swimming in it. I can't believe
the
catfish.
Why would you swim on top of another town? Like, that, knowing that that is the, like, way it is.
And, like, everything that happened that, like, went on in that town,
yeah.
It's, like, still there. It's like, buried underneath.
Yeah, I don't like,
like
it.
It's so weird.
It's creepy.
I definitely want to go, like, see it. We don't have to swim
in
it.
In?
What do you mean, can you
put
get
your in? Fit in a put your foot in a catfish mouth?
I know, it eats dogs off the shore. It might just
yep.
snatch me. The size of 12-year-old boys.
Yum, yum.
Ew, stop.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. Just imagining a fish with, like, lips that big, too. Like,
that's, yeah. Yeah, I, like.
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
This, like,
don't like that.
Truly fascinates me. I can't believe how many deaths there have been.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, 695, right?
75 since 1956. But that's, like, too many.
Yeah, for one lake?
Yeah.
How many was the average lake getting?
Well, the second most popular one in Georgia.
Was, like.
So.
It wasn't even close,
it was, like, 90.
That's insane.
90 in 10 years for Lake Lanier.
No.
And the second most popular lake had 45.
No, something weird's going on.
Yeah, and they both saw, like, pretty much the same amount of people.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's really fucking scary.
Yeah.
So, would you swim in this lake? Leave a comment below.
Truly, reach out to us on Instagram, at Spooky Show Pod, and rate and review the show. And anything else Sarah said?
Not this week.
Oh my gosh, Harrison has nothing to say for once. Ew.
Sorry, I dootied in the mic.
Okay. You're getting too comfortable. Stop. Nobody wants to hear that. You're a podcast listener. Okay, I'm ending it. Everyone have the greatest week of your entire life. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.